Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Tes. Shabbos daf Ayin Tes, and we are on Ayin Chesma Beis, the beginning of the Perek, Perek HaZorek. And we continue now with issues of Inyanei Hotzah. So remember, the end of the previous Perek, we generalized from issues of Hotzah, but really they were Yisodos about all Malachas. It was just given to us through the Malacha of Hotzah. We spoke about Shinui versus Derech. We spoke about Hotzuuhu Shnayim She'asauhu. Spoke about that. We spoke about the Malacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. A couple of other important inyanim. And the last mission, we spoke about a number of other Malachas, which the Rishash and the other Mefarshim wondered what that mission was doing there. But now we get back to other issues of Hotzah, and that is Perek HaZorek. After this Perek, then we get to other Malachas. 12th Perek is Habona and Haoreg. And the other malachas, Eluk Sharm. But now we have some other issues of Hotzah. So Hazorek, Mirishus Yachal, Rishus Rabin. All Mirishus Rabin, Rishus Yachal. So we know that if somebody carries out from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's an Isidar Isa. From Rishus Rabin to Rishus Yachal, or vice versa. So now the Mishnah tells us, what about if I throw? What if I throw? I don't carry, throw. Remember the first Mishnah in the Masechta, also, I didn't carry, but I did Hoshata. Let's say I put it up in one, I was in one rishos, and I stuck my hand in it, I put it down in another rishos. So that's kind of like hotzah. You don't have to move your legs to go from one rishos to another rishos, but I could reach in. And we saw about the first mission of the Masechta, about the ani and the balabayas. Sometimes you could do the whole malacha, sometimes you could do half of the malacha. That was hoshata. But now we get to zrika. What about zrika? So if somebody throws, the mishnah is mechadish to me. That, yeah, zrika also. Even though I'm not there when the Akira takes place, or when the Hanacha takes place, I throw it, that's still going to be Chayef. That's the first line. But then the Mishnah tells us to add a Chiddush. And that is, what about if you passing through a Rishus? May Rishus Hayachid, the Rishus Hayachid versus Rabban Be'emsa. I throw up from one side of the street, I'm in my backyard, which is surrounded by a fence, and I throw it to the other side, and it went over the street. So Rishus Yachad to Rishus Yachad is not a malacha. If I have two Rishus Yachads next to each other, and I go from one Rishus Yachad to another Rishus Yachad, that's not Aser Mida Oraisa. Mida Rabbanan, that might be Aser if it's two different Rishuyos, that's why you would need an Erev Chatzeros, to combine the Rishuyos. But if you have Mida Raisa, that's not a malacha. But if you have Rishus Arabim in the middle, so it didn't stop, so is that called a malacha? Is that viewed as if it rested in Rishus Harabim in the middle, and then picked up again and went? That's a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas tanaim, whether we say the principle of kluta, kamisha huncha dami, kluta, if it is surrounded, kamisha huncha, is as if it is left, put down. Do we say that by Rishus Harabim? We will see in the Gemara, there is an opinion of the tanaim that we say it in Rishus Hayachid and not in Rishus Harabim. Right, that's going to be a day in the Gemara. But Rabbi Akiva here in our Mishnah has it by both. If you have something flying through a Rishus, it's as if it rested in that Rishus, and therefore you're going to be chayef for the Malacha. Rabbi Akiva mechayef, Rabbi Akiva says you're chayef, because it's as if it came to rest in Rishus HaRabim. And so you threw it, you basically did maybe two. You went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then you also get another Malacha from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. If you did it b'meisid, then you're only chayim misa once. If you did it b'shogig, then you're also only chayim one karban, because it's hotzah b'hel amechad. So, in any case, Rabbi Kiva says you're chayim. V'chacham in potter. The chum say no, you are potter. And again, the karbaneda says, why does Rabbi Kiva say chayim? Zamridan kluta k'mishon chadami. Because you say kluta, you say being swallowed up and surrounded in a rishus is as if it was placed. It was as if it was placed down. And remember, again, we will review this over the next few shiurim also. Remember the definition of a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid. We haven't discussed that in a little while, but that was in the first parak we discussed. That's the beginning of Shin Mem Hei, Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos. So to understand this Mishnah, you have to remember what the Rishuyos are. What's the definition of a Rishus HaRabim and a Rishus HaYachid? Eze Rishus HaYachid, the Shulchan Aruch says and summarizes, this is from the Mishnah, this is from the Braisa, in a few places, beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Erevin. Eze Rishus HaYachid, Makom HaMukaf Mechitzos, Gevohos Asara Tvachim, V'yesh Ba Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim O Yoser. a place, an area that's surrounded by walls 4x4 tfachim, I'm sorry, 10 tfachim high and 4x4 tfachim area wide. So that's the Rosh Hashanah, surrounded by walls 10 tfachim high. Why 10 tfachim? That's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's the size of a wall. 4 tfachim high, and it could be mountains, it could be a ditch, and it could also be walls. Some type of wall that's a surrounded area 4 by tfachim or more. V'chein charitz, right, the Shulchan Aruch says, amok asar avarachav arba alayba. V'chein tel, gavo asar avarachav arba alayba. But if you have a mound in the street that is 10 tfachim high and 4 by 4 wide, so then that's also Rosh Hashanah, and we say it's ke'ilu, the walls, the sides of the mound, shoot up and surround the area on top. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ksalam amakivim rishus hayachid, o al gabehem rishus hayachid, afilu einem rechavim arba." That's a separate chiddush, that the tops of the walls that surround rishus hayachid are considered rishus hayachid too, even though they're not wide 4x4, right? Because that's considered the sides tzidei rishus hayachid, and that is considered also rishus hayachid. Avir rishus hayachid. The Shulchan Aruch continues. This is going to be important for today's daf also, Be'ez Hashem, who Rosh Hashayachid on the Rakia. Avir Rosh Hashayachid goes all the way up until the heavens. Rosh Hashayachid only goes up till 10 Tfachim. But Rosh Hashayachid goes up on the Rakia. On the Rakia. That is the definition of Rosh Hashayachid. I feel the Rosh Hashayachid. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayid, Ezehu Rosh Hashayachid. What's Rosh Hashayachid? And anything that's not in Rosh Hashayachid or Rosh Hashayachid falls into the other category of Carmelis, or of Makom Tur. Ezer Rosh Hasharabim, Rechovos Ushvakim, HaRechavim Tezayin Amma, 16 Amos wide. A street that is, a public thoroughfare that is 16 Amos wide. You learn this from the Digle HaMidbar, as we know. And anything less than that is not a Rosh Hasharabim Daraisa. 16 Amos wide, the Einon Mikurim, and it does not have a roof. If it has a roof, it's not going to be Rosh Hasharabim either. Even if it has no walls, right? It has, so if it has 16 amos wide, no roof, the ein lahem choma, and there aren't walls. Va'afil yesh lahem choma, even if it has walls, but if hein mifulash mishal ashar, but you can go straight through them, straight through the walls. The ein dalsosa of ulos balayla, that adds another important yisod that many Erevin today use this heter. The doors do not close at night, ever. Right, that's the Ramah. Harei have Rosh Hasharabim. That's Rosh Hasharabim. Again, 16 amos wide, not roofed, mefulash mishar l'shar, even if it has walls and no doors. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds the Yesh Omrim. The Yesh Omrim, the Shita of Rashi, the Kol She'ein Shishim Ribo, over Mo B'chol Yom, Rosh Hasharabim. 600,000. If you don't have 600,000 passing through each day, that's not a Rosh Hasharabim. That's a big kula of Rashi. And Mishnah Berurah here discusses whether we pass in that way. V'af shahaya sham od erev. Right. Based, what is the 600,000 based on? The midbar. The midbar. Right. 600,000. That is the shear for Rosh Hasharabim. Says Rashi, that's only the men between 20 and 60. So there's a lot more than 600,000. Maybe it should be even more makel. She'd need more people. V'af shahaya sham od erev rav v'nashim v'taf. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Still, we don't know exactly how much that was. So, lo chashvidan, quoting Tosfos, lo chashvidan el masha nimsa, because of beferish. We only give the number what's explicit. We're not going to go further. Uleinyin halacha. What about halacha? So, whatever the Shulchan Aruch quotes a day and then a yesh omrim, usually we pass like the first day. Usually that's the rule. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, midas hamachaber, because of deazu rak b'shem yesh omrim, mashma del halacha lo sphir lekein, ubi kal makom, Ein banu koach limchos biyat hasomchin al deyazu, but we don't have the koach, says the Mishnah Berurah, to complain about this daya. Why the deyazu gavkin lo dasi chidahi? It's not just Rashi. Look at the Bir Halacha. I quote you many other Rishonim that also say this. V'chein stado kama achronim v'chama kol bal nefesh yachmer laatzmo v'chulu. But that's the shita. He does note that b'chol yom 600,000 b'chol yom. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Chipasti b'chol harishonim ha'omde b'shipat zu v'lo niskar b'devrayim t'nai zeh." Right? They have to pass there every day. They have to pass by this down this road. Rak sheyu mitzuyin shav shishin ribo. They have to have 600,000 b'lav dafka b'chol yom. So that's the, in terms of the definition of Rosh Hashanah b'Shas Yachin. And again, anything outside of those definitions, right, would be a carmelis, meaning if it's not an area of 4x4 tvachim, if it's above between three, the height is between three and ten tvachim, off the ground. So different, dayas, but this is the, some of the definitions. And again, there's a lot more in these, in this siman as well. So that's in terms of the Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Akiva says, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with the Rosh Hashanah Me'emsa, so then it's Ke'inu Kluta Kabi Shurcha, and you're gonna be Chayv. Says the Gemara now. Tava Vayitasa Maral, Hazorik, Rosh Hashanah V'chulu, Zrika told us Hotzahi. The Mishnah that says Zrika is Chayiv, it's a tolda of Hotzah. A tolda, says the Karbana Eda. Afagav dilo nishtei spechal avos balachos. Kamar tolda Hotzahi. Right, it's not in the Mishnah we had earlier. Daf Nun Gimel. Remember, Daf Ein Gimel in the Bavli. Daf Nun Gimel in the Yushalmi. The Mishnah of the Labates Balachos. This is not on the list because Zrika is a tolda. It's a tolda of Hotzah, and therefore it's not on the list. Says the Pnei Moshe, right here. Look at the Pnei Moshe. First Pnei Moshe on the Gemara. Fascinating. Klomar. But it was in the Mishkan, the Zrika, as we're going to see. Zrika was. The Zrika, there was a Zrika in the Mishkan we had back earlier in the first parak. So why isn't this an Av? Because Makob, Karidan La Tolda, Velo Av. But still, this is called a Tolda. It's not called an Av. Why? To Hoil, hearkening back to something we discussed in the past. Hoel the Hain Malachos Guruos. Remember, Hotzah by the Rishonim is called a Malacha Gerua, an inferior type of Malacha. Why? What makes it inferior? You don't really change anything. You didn't really create anything. By all of the Malachas, I did something. I cleaned it, I shechted it, I killed it, I threshed it, I did something. Hotzah, it's the same exact item, I just moved it. I change the circumstances in which it exists. Right? So the Rishonim say, you don't really do much. So that's why it's called a malacha gerua. Again, there are different formulations why gerua, but that's just one of the ways. So since it's a malacha gerua, it's already on unsteady ground. It's already on unsteady ground. And therefore, says the Pnei Moshe, that since it's on unsteady ground, so for it to be an av, it needs to be A, in the Mishkan, and B, another ingredient. Even though it is a malacha grua, since even though it's a malacha grua, karina ma'av, you still call it an av. Lafi, this pashtayim. Hotzah has two. Ksiva bikra, the gamba isa b'mishkan. It's both. It's a pasuk. It's beferish a pasuk. Ve'avir kol b'machne, and it was also the Mishkan. So since Hotzah, actual Hotzah has both, the pasuk and in the Mishkan, so that's why it's an av. Avol zrika delok siva lohavi ela tolda dotza. But zrika doesn't say explicitly anywhere zrika, so therefore it's not good enough. Yafal pisha is in the Mishkan. Chiddush gadol. The Pnei Moshe says even something that was in the Mishkan is not going to be an av if it's hotzaa because it is a malacha gerua. It has to be beferish the pasuk. Has to be the pasuk has to be beferish. Right. This is also quoted in the Bavli, in the beginning of our parak, right? The Bavli has the discussion of the psukim, right? The michdi, right? The beginning of the Bavli, tzadi vav beis. Zrika tolda de hotzai, hotzah gufa hechak siva, amar Rabbi Yochanan, da amar kravi, yitzav Moshe ve'avir kol b'machane. Moshe hechan haya, so that's, the Gemara explains how that is, viewed as a beferish pasuk of hotzah. Says Tosfos right there, tzadi vav beis, v'yavagav shayisim b'mishkan, but it's always in the Mishkan. So why is the Gemara quoting a pasuk? What do you need a pasuk for? So it's basically what Tosfos says. I'm making a big deal about the Pnei Moshe. It's really what Tosfos says. But he brings it in here, right? Had it not had a pasuk, then just in the Mishkan wouldn't have been enough because of Malacha Gruah. That's really what Tosfos says, but the Pnei Moshe says it here very clearly. Get Malacha Gruah. I think we mentioned back on the beginning of the Masechta, it could even have an afkamina, lahalacha, right? Even once it's an av, because, you know, we learn it from the fact that it was, has a pasuk, it still could have an afkamina. The Chayi Adam says that maybe you wouldn't say Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'ah, Right? Even though we had earlier in the Masechta all the different rules, the three-way machlokas tanoim. What is the halacha if a Jew does malacha on Shabbos, if a non-Jew does malacha on Shabbos? Bemezid or b'shogig, daraisa derabanan. Right? Those were the three factors. Jew, non-Jew, mezid shogig, daraisa derabanan. All the day we've got to fill in the blanks about what exactly, when are you allowed to get hana'ah, when and if you're allowed to get hana'ah from that malacha. So suggest the Chayei Adam, Rav Avraham Danzig, maybe there's no Maaseh Shabbos by Hutzah, because you didn't really accomplish anything, right? What did you do? It's, you moved it, but it's not really, you didn't create anything, you didn't do a really constructive Maaseh, and therefore, maybe you wouldn't say all those halachas of Maaseh Shabbos, they would only by, where does it talk about Maaseh Shabbos? Bishul. Right, that's what's spoken about in the Gemara. Hamavashal b'Shabbos. Right, and that's where the halachas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, that's where the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of the halachas of Maaseh Shabbos. And Hu Adid, the Bir Halacha says there, Hu Adid implies, or maybe the Ramah. The Ramah says Hu Adid by all other halachas as well. But, maybe Hotzah is different, says the Chayei Adam. Okay, but this is, Zrika, a tolda of Hotzah. Good. Says the Gemara now, Velo Shanya. The Gemara says, okay, let's remember the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, first case of the Mishnah, if you throw from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, or from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaYachid, so in both those cases, you are going to be Chayiv, according to the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, in the first case, throwing from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, so then everybody is going to agree, by a certain factor, but not the other way, as we'll see. Velo shanya bein al daite derebi. We're going to add in derebi. Bein al daite on derabanan. What is that talking about? There is a brisa. It's a brisa in the Bavli, davdalan in the Bavli, that if somebody throws the opposite case of our Mishnah, Rishus harabim to Rishus harabim with Rishus hayachid in the middle. Right, the safe of our Mishnah is Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim in the middle. But what about the opposite? What if I'm in one street and I throw it through a yard to another street? Right, that's a machlokas tanoim, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you say Chayiv in that case. Rebbe says Kluta Kamishahun Chadami because he says that by Rishos HaYachid. By Rishos HaYachid, you say it's Ki'ilu swallowed up as if it rested. By Rishos HaYachid, you could say that. So from Rishos HaRabim to Rishos HaRabim, Rishos HaYachid in the middle, Rebbe says, Kluta Kamishahun Chadamye. And the Rabbanan say Patur there. You never say Kluta Kamishahun Chadamye. If it didn't rest, it didn't rest. And it flew through, and you're not going to say that is Daraisa. But Rebbe Shita is, by Rishos HaYachid, you say Kluta Kamishahun Chadamye. So now our Gemara says, so in the first case of in the case of our Mishnah, Velo Shanya, Bein Al Daiti De Rebbe, Bein Al Daiti De Rabbanan, Vehu Shenacha. If you went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, right, if it went from Rishus HaYachid to Rabim, everybody agrees, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, that you're not going to be Chayiv until it actually rests in Rishus HaRabim. Because Rebbe does not hold to the principle of Kluta, Kibisha Unuchah, and Rishus HaRabim. So when you throw from Rishus HaYachid, I did an Akira in Rishus HaYachid, I throw it to Rishus HaRabim, so both Rebbe and the Rabbanan are going to agree, I'm not going to be chayiv until it goes onto the floor in Rishus HaRabim, because Rebbe holds Kluta only by Rishus HaYachid. But may Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, but in the second case of the Mishnah, if you're throwing from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, I'll daite to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the second that it gets into the airspace of Rishus HaYachid, it's kilos on the ground. Afila lo nacha. What if it gets burned up, right, as it's in the air, after it came into Rishus HaYachid, you're still going to be chayv anyway, a karban. Al tateh d'rabbanan v'ushanacha. But the Rabbanan are going to say, no, the Rabbanan never hold of klutah k'mishuncha. But this is the machlokas tanaim. But what do you see from that machlokas tanaim? This is what I mentioned before. We have a sheet in the tanaim, Rebbe, that agrees klutah k'mishuncha partially by Rishus HaYachid. Not like Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, who says it even by Rishus HaRabim. And the Rabbanan, who argue and don't hold of it at all. Right, we never say Kluta can be Shehudcha. We just say that, you know, it has to rest, the Rambam. So that is how our Gemara says Rebbe and the Rabbanan would understand the first line of our Mishnah. We continue with some have take out dalid, some leave it in. Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Chuna b'shem Rav. So now machlokes, how far does Rebbe go? Rebbe says that we say kluta kibisha huncha, kluta kibisha huncha by rishus hayachid. What type of rishus hayachid? So says Rabbi Ba Bar Chuna b'shem Rav lo chiyev Rebbe ela al yedei rishus hayachid mekura. When does Rebbe say kluta kibisha huncha by rishus hayachid? Only if it has a roof. If it has a roof, then Rebbe says, kluta could be shehurcha. Really, Rebbe, if it doesn't have a roof, then Rebbe agrees to the Rabbanan. But only if it has a roof would Rebbe say that. But through a chatzer, it's not a chatzer, you wouldn't say that. Look at the Karbana Eda. Because if it has a roof, then you could say it's ke'ilu, it's filled in. It's as if this whole area is filled in. Mitoch shehu choshech umale havla. It's dark and full of hevel. Hevel we're used to from Bava Kama. Bava Kama Dafnun. That a boar has the suffocating atmosphere that some machlokas Rav and Shmuel, why you're chayev from by boar, right? Nezek. You're chayev for the chibud, for the slamming down on the surface, or the hevel, the suffocating atmosphere that was created by the boar. So that's hevel. So there, that's where Rebbe says, kluta kibishon chabay rishos yachid, if it has a roof. But if it's not makura, avaleda makura, continue the carbonate, if you go to chatzer lo, then you wouldn't say that. So that's Rav's opinion of Rebbe. Rav's opinion, remember Rav, first generation Amora, Rebbe, last generation Tana. So Rav and Rebbe. So, that's Rav's opinion about Rebbe Shita. It needs a roof. Milsa Rebbe Yochanan, Amra Filashayna Makura. But from the following statement of Rebbe Yochanan, it's clear, even if it doesn't have a roof, Rebbe Yochanan understands Rebbe is not having a roof. Where do you see that from? From the following. From what Rebbe Yochanan did not say in the following conversation. Rebbe Yochanan made a comment regarding a Mishnah in Meseches Gittin, in the Bavli Daf Ayin Tes. Imagine the case, a husband is on a roof, he's on a roof, and he's throwing the get to his wife, who is lower down in her yard. So we know the halacha is that the husband has to give his wife a get, but the wife doesn't have to have it in her hand, but even in her rishus. So now, the Mishnah says, right when the get leaves the airspace of the roof, going to the yard of the woman, it's already mugureshes. Mugureshes. So now, commenting on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says, v'husha teir lavir b'chitzis. It's gotta go, it's gotta be, it's only a gerushin, if it's within the walls of the yard. Let's say the walls of the yard are higher than the roof than the husband is on. So right when the husband throws it off the roof, so it's within the walls of the yard, that's when it is mugureshes. That's when it works. Rabbi Imi, boy, kumi, Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, Rabbi Imi says Rabbi Yochanan. Masisa de Rabbi. Oh, is that following the shita of Rabbi? Because remember, what does Rabbi say? Kluta kabi shurcha in rishus hayachid. Right? De Rabbi avad avir mechitzas kemalashan. Oh, so is that Mishnah that you're commenting in Gittin like Rebbe Shita? That Rebbe says, Kluta kibi shurcha b'rishus yachid, and that's why once you have the walls higher than the roof, it automatically is mugureshes. So Rabbi Yochanan answers to that, no, don't compare Shabbos and Get. And even if I say this by Get, who says that that's exactly the same by Shabbos? Amar lei divrei akoli. No, it could be divrei akol, not just according to Rebbe. Even the Rabbanon, who don't say kluta kibisha huncha by Shabbos, might say by get that it's good enough. You don't need a formal rishus hayachid, hanacha, maybe even just the airspace. Even the Rabbanon would agree, that it's good enough by get. Right? Divrei akoli, hacha begitin. Right? Here is get, and therefore it could be divrei akol. But says the Gemara, but 1 minute. Rav Imi said to Rabbi Yochanan, hey, isn't this Rabbi Shita? What should Rabbi Yochanan say back if he agrees to Rav? This has nothing to do with Rabbi, there's no roof. The fact that he didn't answer that, it must be that he thinks that he doesn't need a roof, right? V'yisivine Rabbi Omer Makura, v'yat amar j'ena Makura. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, no, don't compare Get and Shabbos? Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, this isn't Rabbi Shita, there's no roof here? It must be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't need a roof for Rabbi Shita. Meaning he would say kluta kibisha hurcha in any rishus hayachid, even if it doesn't have a roof. Rishus hayachid does not need a roof, right? If it rishus harabim can't have a roof, but rishus hayachid does not need a roof. right? Even if it's surrounded by four walls, that's already. But in terms of here, we're not talking about Rosh Yachid. We're talking about, do you go one step further? Do you say it's as if it's on the ground? Pluta could be shahuncha for Rebbe Shita. So that's the machlokas. Rav says you need a roof to say it's kilo, it's filled in on the ground, and Rabbi Yochanan says not. Says the Gemara, okay, once we brought it up, what's the difference? Why would the Rabbanan not hold of Klutu Kibishurcha by Shabbos? It's not as if it's on the ground, and yet by get it works. Right? When the man threw the get off and it's in the walls, why would that be good enough? Ma bein gitin, ma bein Shabbos. What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Ila, b'Shabbos k'siv lo sasa ka malacha. V'nas is himei elaha. By Shabbos it says, malacha, don't do malacha. And here, right when it gets into the airspace, that happens by itself. We view it as, right? You didn't put it. You caused it indirectly. But right when it gets into the airspace, you can't say that that's an act of hanacha by the person. And therefore, you can't say, lo sasa ka malacha. You didn't do the malacha. You didn't put it into that airspace. It got into the airspace, memela. And therefore, you're not going to be chaya for Shabbos. But brabhacha, hatara amra. But here, who says you need a malacha, right? A physical act called hatara amra v'nasa biyada bershusa. You just have to have a nesina. And a nesina has a larger definition than a maisa, than a losasa kal malacha, and therefore it would be good enough by get. Again, this is not mefurish, but it fits in nicely to what we discussed a few weeks ago, I think, from the Ksos and Simon Reish and other achronim, that by get, this is a different requirement than other areas of halacha, right? That the Ksos talks about it's a nesina and not a kinyan, not a hakna'a, right? That's why he spoke about Isuri Hana'a and the Balkarcha. But this doesn't say that Beferish, but it's Merumas. It connects to that. That here, get, you need a Nesina and not a Losasa Kol Malacha compare. Period. Okay, let's get back to the Machlokas of the Mishnah. So the Machlokas of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva the Rabbanan. Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with Rishus HaRabim in the middle. So even there, Rabbi Kiva says, Kluta can be shorcha. So machlokas about that machlokas. Shmuel amar loshon elamadam yasara. Rabbi Kiva only says it's kilu, it's on the ground, if you threw it within 10 tefachim of the ground, which is pretty low. Pretty low. That's what we consider it's on the floor. Halamalam yasara asar. But if it's above 10, Rabbi Shizur Abim is makum p'tur. Right? And therefore, if it goes through a makum p'tur, Rabbi Kiva does not say it's on the ground. Asar means only midrabanan. Also, Rabbi Zerubbanan. Mil said, Rabbi Lazar, Amar. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I feel a little mal miyasara. Rabbi Lazar says, no, Rabbi Kiva is even above 10. Da Amar, we skip the next line. The next word. Da Amar, Rabbi Ila, B'Sher, Rabbi Lazar. Where do we see that? Because Rabbi Ila said, B'Sher, Rabbi Lazar, Me'agalos Lamad, Rabbi Akiva. After all, where does Rabbi Akiva learn this from? He says, in the Mishkan, there was Zrika from the Agalos, from the wagons. Remember, they had the wagons lined up in the Midbar, and they had wagons, they had, let's say, four wagons next to each other, one behind the other, and they used to pass or throw things from one, the boards, from one to the other, and the wagons themselves had walls of 10 tefachim. So if you're going to pass a board from one wagon to another wagon, you're passing it above 10 tefachim. Going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, each wagon is the Rishus HaYachid, and you're going above 10 tefachim to go from one to another, so Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva's makar, from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Yachad, Rishus Ram Be'em, said it's above 10 tefachim. So, Me'agalos Lamad Rabbi Akiva, V'yagalos Lav Lamala Be'asari Inun, aren't they above 10 tefachim? So therefore, Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Shmuel, does Rabbi Akiva says his Shita, Kluta Kibishoncha, only under 10 tefachim, or above 10 tefachim? Says the Gemara, well, this Machlokas would also depend on the first word of the next Mishnah. Is Tani Tani Ketzad, is Delo Tani Ketzad. You see on the next daf, Pam and Aleph, the second line, it says the word ketzad, right? So is that Mishnah a continuation of our Mishnah? So it's going to depend on what, right, what Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, because that Mishnah is about above 10 tefachim. So as we'll see, so Aldaite Rabbi Elazar is kat ketzad. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says that Rabbi Kiva's Shita is even above 10 tefachim, so he says the next Mishnah starts over with ketzad, because it's exactly the same case as our Mishnah. Aldaite to Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, who says Rabbi Kiva only holds his shita under 10 tefachim, if it flies through the air under, then less kal ketzad. You wouldn't say ketzad because our Mishnah is about less than 10 tefachim, and the next Mishnah is above 10 tefachim. So therefore, depending on Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, will depend whether you have that word ketzad. Okay. Weiter. Rabbi Yisrael bar Elazar Shal, the following question. Remember, to do a malacha, this comes up later on in the perek, You're only chayav a karban chatas if you're shogeg mitchila v'ad sof. Right? From the entire time I'm doing the malacha, I don't know it's Shabbos and I don't know it's the malacha. But if I realize in the middle, malacha is like for a second, so you don't realize in the middle. But throwing, you can realize in the middle. So what happens if you realize in the middle? You're like, oh, it's Shabbos, I can't believe that. Right? So says the Gemara. So usually that breaks it. It breaks it. If I did that kira, then I realize it's Shabbos while it's in the air, I'm not chayav a karban. Because it has to be hakol b'shogeg. But what about this case? Rabbi Yisrael Barol has a sho'al. Zarek b'rishas ha'yachad l'rishas ha'rabim. V'nizkachu b'rishas ha'rabim. I throw it, but I remembered it was Shabbos before it hit the ground in the street. So do you consider it as if it, like, right when it went into the street airspace, did it already hit the ground? Ki'ilu? And I remembered afterwards. So I'll die to Rabbi Akiva. Ye'asa kibisha nachem rishas ha'rabim ve'chayiv. So Rabbi Yisrael Barol suggests that maybe you'd be chayiv in that case, because you remembered when it was in the street. But the second that it crossed the border into airspace of the street, it's as if it's on the ground. So you already finished the malacha. Is that true? So the Gemara answers, take out the word shtayim. Am Rabbi Chuna, maybe not. Lochiv Rabbi Akiva, ela al yidei rishas yachid ashniya. No. Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva says, rishas yachid to rishas yachid, with rishas rabim in the middle, no, Rabbi Akiva does require that hanacha in Rishas HaYachid to be mechayev you going through Rishas HaRabim. Why? Because, according to this daya, maybe his svara is not kluta kibisha huncha. His svara is dumya de mishkan. This is what they did in the mishkan. Wagon to wagon with street in the middle. So maybe, forget the svara of kluta. No, you just learned it out from the mishkan. And therefore, until you have that second hanacha, you're not going to be chayev. So in this case, when you remember it in the middle, maybe you wouldn't be chayev. Rabbi Yavo, Omer B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan. This case, similar case. Hey, Omer B'Shem, Rabim, Mizorak Lamala B'Asara. If I'm in the street, and what if I throw something? I'm standing in the street. I throw something up in the street, and then it lands. Where does it land? Am I chayev for Ma'avir Dalad Amos in Rosh Hasharabim? So it depends where it landed. Rowan Shem Tipol Imnacha B'Tochar Ba'Amos Patvim Lav Chayev. If it landed within 4 amos of you, then you're a putter. If it landed 4 amos away, you're chayev. Even though it was in Malkum Tur in the middle. The Hatari Shmuel, 1 second. What if I throw it from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim in the middle, and let's say I don't hold of the Kluta, so forget the Rosh Hasharabim in the middle. Am I going to be chayev for Mavir Dalad Amos? It depends, says Shmuel. You have to add up how far it went in the first Rosh Hasharabim, in the second Rosh Hasharabim. If all together it was 4 amos, then you're chayev. Rowan Shem Tipo V'Nacha B'Tochar Ba'Amos Pater V'Yim Lav Chayev. So 1 second. We have a Rabbi Yavo and Shmuel here. Rabbi Yavo says, if I throw it up in the air, and then it comes down 4 amos away from me, I'm chayev for Ma'avir. Meaning, I take into account where it went above the tetvachim, in the airspace. I take that into account. Let's say you crossed it, it went horizontally, above tetvachim. I still take that into account. If it landed 4 tvachim away, I'm going to be chayef from Avr, 4 amos away, I'll be chayef from Avr Dalad Amos. And yet here, Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim, I don't count any of the Rosh Hasharabim in the middle. So why by the Malkum Tur do I count it? And Rosh Hasharabim, I don't. Taman at Omer, ain't Rosh Hasharabim misarefes. Over there, I say that where I just said Shmuel, the Brisa, we don't count any of the Rosh Hasharabim. Rosh Hasharabim does not combine with any of the Rosh Hasharabim that was in the middle. But here, in the case of just throwing it up, you do count the area that it traveled in the Makom Tur. Answer, and with this we'll finish today. There's a difference. Over there, where if I just throw it up in the air, in this Brisa, if you go Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasharabim, Rosh Hasharabim, if it falls down, it's Rosh Hasharabim. You can't count that in for your Dalad Amos and Rosh Hasharabim. But by the Malkum Tur case, you're just throwing it up. I throw it all the way up, but it falls down, it's Rosh Hasharabim. So that's why you're able to count the distance. It goes through the Malkum Tur, which is above Rosh Hasharabim, even though you can't count the distance that it goes through Rosh Hasharabim. Period. We'll have to stop there. Baruch Hashem, we'll continue with Tani, Baruch Hashem, next time, when we get to Daf Pei here in Maseches Shabbos.